Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Wednesday, January 26. Tennis champ Dylan Alcott has been named 2022 Australian of the Year, marking the first time a person with a disability has received the honour in the award's 62-year history. Alcott has won 23 wheelchair Grand Slams, Paralympic gold, and is the first male in history to win a Golden Slam in any form of tennis. But he's also been recognised for his work as an advocate for Australians with a disability. The 31-year-old told Sunrise he was shocked by the announcement.
I just can't believe it. I've just always wanted to have greater representation of people with disabilities because it was something that I really struggled with when I was a young kid, and to be now named Australian of the Year. If you'd told 14-year-old Dylan Alcott, who didn't want to be here anymore at all, that would happen, he would never, ever, ever. Yeah. So, it's incredible.
Meanwhile, one of the ACT's longest-serving St John Ambulance volunteers, Val Dempsey, was named Senior Australian of the Year. Founder of the not-for-profit mobile medical service Streetside Medics, Dr Daniel Noor, was named Young Australian of the Year. And founder of Sober in the Country, Shanna Wan, was awarded 2022 Local Hero. Two statues of Captain Cook in Melbourne have been vandalised by Australia Day protesters. Monuments in St Kilda and Fitzroy were doused in red paint in the early hours of this morning, but have since been cleaned. Thousands of protesters have gathered for marches and demonstrations across the country, taking to the streets of Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, while in Canberra, several hundred protesters have gathered on the lawns of Parliament House. And Pfizer has begun a study comparing its original COVID-19 vaccine with doses specifically tweaked to combat the Omicron variant. It comes amid concerns the current jabs aren't holding up against infections and illness caused by the highly infectious strain discovered late last year. While Omicron is more likely than previous variants to cause infection, it's not yet clear that a change to the vaccine recipe is needed. Health officials and researchers say the original vaccines still offer good protection against severe illness and death. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffernan. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into your local 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.